Turning next to recent biological research highlighted in Cell Reports Medicine, scientists have uncovered new insights into how exercise intensity modulates inter-organ communication within the human body. The research highlights the systemic molecular effects of varying physical exertion levels on different biological systems, illustrating how our organs talk to each other during physical stress. For developers and fitness tech enthusiasts looking to build in this space, there is a compelling open-source project opportunity, the Exercise Inter-Organ Communication Visualizer. Complex scientific findings on how different workout intensities affect multi-organ communication are hard for fitness enthusiasts and clinicians to parse. You can solve this by building an interactive web dashboard that ingests biological research data and maps out organ-to-organ signaling pathways, such as muscle-to-liver or muscle-to-brain pathways, based on specific exercise intensities and durations. This has high-vibe coding feasibility using modern front-end charting libraries and AI-generated React components to build an intuitive, data-driven visualization tool rapidly. In systems programming, researchers have introduced a zero-overhead, multi-vendor GPU compilation framework built natively into Rust and LLVM backends, allowing for portable and memory-safe GPU offloading in Rust. By leveraging Rust's type system and strict aliasing guarantees, the framework manages data transfers and achieves competitive kernel performance against native CUDA and HIP C++ baselines. The paper details a two-pass compilation pipeline that addresses cross-vendor ABI lowering mismatches between host and device targets. To get the most out of this, a key tip is to utilize Rust's strict ownership and aliasing guarantees, known as no-alias, to efficiently manage and optimize data transfers through LLVM's offload infrastructure. You should also evaluate your code with benchmarking suites like RAJAPerf to measure the kernel performance of your compiled GPU code against native CUDA and HIP C++ baselines. For an open-source project opportunity, developers often face cross-vendor ABI lowering mismatches and are forced to use explicit unsafe raw pointers when targeting multiple GPU vendors. You can build a Rust-to-GPU safe wrapper generator, which is an open-source macro-based or procedural macro library that automatically handles safe boundary crossing and memory mapping between host and device targets without manual pointer casting. This is highly feasible to prototype quickly using LLMs to write procedural macros that parse Rust AST structures and generate appropriate safe abstraction layers. Moving on to personal infrastructure, a widely discussed update shares a positive experience several months after switching from Gmail to Fastmail for personal email management. The transition went smoothly, aided by subdomain addressing for automatic folder organization, custom domain usage, and masked email features, proving that the migration process is quite manageable. If you are planning a similar move, here are three actionable tips. First, use unique or category-based subdomain addresses for important accounts so incoming mail automatically routes to matching folders without needing manual rules. Second, generate randomized aliases for online services using masked emails to avoid sharing your real address, allowing you to easily block unwanted emails by toggling a setting. Third, start fresh with a new inbox rather than forwarding all historical mail, then gradually update your essential accounts to avoid a messy rule creation game. For an open-source project opportunity, newly registered custom domains often face greylisting or delivery delays by major providers like Gmail when sending initial emails. You can build a domain warm-up assistant, a lightweight tool that helps users safely simulate and test domain reputation, along with SPF, DKIM, and DMARC configurations, while gradually ramping up initial sending volume to prevent delivery delays. Vibe coding feasibility is exceptionally high here, as an AI can easily code a simple web utility with APIs or configuration generators to check DNS records and guide users through setting up email authentication correctly. Finally, OpenAI has released its GPT 5.6 lineup, introducing Sol, Terra, and Luna, which mark a massive leap forward in vision capabilities, especially in object detection and counting. While Sol outperforms previous versions significantly, it comes with trade-offs in higher token usage, latency, and costs compared to competitors like Gemini 3.5 Flash. The release proves OpenAI is taking multimodal and computer-use tasks much more seriously, though practical workarounds are still needed for large image sizes. To work effectively with these models, apply these tips. Prompt GPT 5.6 models to return absolute XYXY coordinates in image pixels rather than normalized ranges to avoid a significant performance drop of around 15 map points. Resize or crop images that are around 2000 by 2000 pixels or larger before sending them to the OpenAI API to prevent Sol from becoming unstable and outputting random, unnatural bounding box layouts. If processing large images cannot be avoided, set a higher reasoning effort to improve stability, though this will increase token usage, latency, and cost. Finally, leverage Luna as a cheaper, faster alternative in the GPT 5.6 lineup that offers a strong latency-quality balance and speed close to Gemini 3.5 Flash while beating older baselines. Two great project opportunities emerge here. First, tackle the instability of GPT 5.6 Sol on large images by building a VLM image preprocessor and smart cropper, an open-source middleware library that automatically detects image dimensions, intelligently splits or resizes large images into optimal chunks for VLM detection, and stitches the resulting bounding coordinates back together using standard computer vision libraries wrapped in Python. Second, build a multi-VLM cost and latency optimizer proxy. Since different vision models vary wildly in cost, latency, and performance per task type, a smart proxy router that evaluates incoming vision requests and automatically routes them to the most cost-effective and performant model based on user-defined budget and latency thresholds is an ideal project that can be easily scaffolded using a lightweight web framework and basic conditional routing logic generated entirely through vibe coding. That concludes your Hacker News Briefing for today. Thank you for listening.